Yo, what's up, everyone? We are back in another episode of Behind the Wheel podcast. Today, I'm here with Doubt, and we are going to be talking about, we kind of had a little conversation in the office, and we're going to try to break down our top three car garage each. So if we each had three cars in our garage with a budget of $100,000. I just want to preface early on that we're not saying the scenario of necessarily of, oh, you got handed $100,000 and you could spend it now. Like, it might seem a little unrealistic, and people might say, yeah, I'm not going to have a three-car garage of $100,000, you know, whatever it may be. But
I don't even think it's not unrealistic. Right. I don't really think at some point, you know, like everyone's going to have or want three cars, like within a period of time.
Yeah. So over a period or whatever it may be, because if you're a person right now watching or listening, whatever it is, if you drive around in your truck on a daily basis, you drive around in your F-150 or whatever it is, Jeep or whatever, and then you have a weekend car, Put the value of those two cars together. You might be breaking $60,000. Who knows? I don't know how much it may or may not be.
But Jeeps are expensive.
So theoretically, if you were looking for one additional car, that would theoretically be a three-car garage of maybe $100,000 value. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. We both came in here blind. I have a list of cars.
I didn't print out no list, but I have it
up. You have it up here? Okay, so I don't have it up here. We did it at the same time, too. But I have my list of cars, and I think I regret it, because you told me not. I could probably make 150 of these lists.
To be honest, I regret making this like the topic for today, because I legit sat at my desk for like maybe 20-30 minutes just like listing off a bunch of different cars. I might have at least 50 cars probably on that list.
Yeah.
And I've narrowed down to two separate garages, and it's like, even in my head, like about to say right now, I'm like, do I change that for this right now?
That's what I'm
like,
saying.
But I'm going to stick with the list that I wrote down. Oh. It's not in front of me, but I have it. It's in my head.
I'm afraid that I'm going to look back at this podcast and say, I am just a moron.
I'm going to be saying the same thing, because there's going to be a point I'm going to watch it, and I'm going to be like, oh, wait, I forgot about this.
Exactly, me too.
Again, this is just, you know,
we're in a little bit of dreamland fantasy here. But the truth is, I have two cars, and, you know, not that I'm anywhere close to $100,000, but you know, theoretically, if I were to get one more car that was really expensive, maybe, but I can't afford that. But, you know, but, you know, so I came in here. So do you want to start? I'm going to start.
Well, we get two garages each, right?
Well, I wanted to give, you know, do a little variety just so we're not so limited to just one list. So I said to Doubt, maybe we should come in with two lists each and hypothetical situation one versus two.
Let me see. Which one do I want to start with? All right, I'll start with this was garage two on my paper.
Okay, let's hear it. So,
all right. So the daily, of course, the Volkswagen in me, it's going to be a Golf R Mark 7.5. Perfect solid daily. The stance car or project car that I would probably want to do is a 944 Turbo.
Okay, Porsche. Okay,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, I'd go that Porsche route on that. And then this is where it kind of teeters, but I think I'm going to stick with the first answer I had, an E63. AMG.
Like
a 2014 body style, still have all that power.
My dyslexic ass read that as E36, and I was like,
No, E63.
So give me a breakdown on the values of the car. So start with the first one.
Your Mark 7.5R, like, you know, maybe 40,000 miles on it. You're probably about 30 to 35K.
Yeah.
Then you're at your 944 turbos. Those are about a clean one. You're about 30 to 35.
Is it that much?
For a turbo, yeah. Don't get me wrong. If it's a non-turbo, you get those things for like 10 grand.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I thought. Yeah.
I'm saying a specific 944 turbo. Like that one right there just sold for 22K. My budget is even, might have even gone a little bit lower than my budget.
Wait, so you're telling me that, so you're sitting right in around 65,000 right now?
Right now, yeah.
Okay.
And then your E63, like a 2014 body style. I don't know what the Mercedes translates to, like your, you know, E63, but it would, that's about 35.
Is that how much they are?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you're straight down the middle, kind of 33% of your budget almost in each car.
Pretty much,
I was not expecting that.
Yeah, the next garage is a little different. The next garage is a little different.
I'm sure that when you, well, first of all.
Well, that's a 2019. I, my, not that much.
But all right, so Dow goes three German cars right off the bat. Go
figure. Right off the bat.
go figure,
because what am I going to say? I want an RX-7. I want, again, it's, you know, it would be lovely.
He goes
cars.
With the Volkswagen, he goes with the Mercedes, and then he goes with the Porsche. Go figure.
It's, you know, it's the Slav in me. What do you want me to say? I was not
expecting the 33%, you know, kind of divvied up like that.
You see, but that's garage one.
Yeah.
We didn't talk.
I'm going to throw my first one out.
I want to hear it.
So this was my first one that I thought maybe was more on the realistic side. Who knows what it may be. I got to glance over and make sure I know what I'm talking about here. So my first car, I'm going to stick with the car that I have. I'm going to keep the Miata that I have, which is an 04 speed Miata, and you know, Mazda Speed MX-5, whatever you want to call it. I actually paid way more than what these cars normally go for. You can normally find them in decent condition for about $15,000. I paid more than that. Mine, I bought, I bought it with 4,000 miles on it. It's mint condition. And I actually don't even, that's not a Mazda Speed, though. It says 5-speed because that's not a color they made in that car. But I'm going to go with my Mazda Speed Miata. Let's just say that I paid roughly around 20 grand for that car. And it's in, you know, whatever. And that's a real car that I have right now. So I'm going to stick with that.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I got 80 grand to play with here.
Is that okay. You don't break it down like how I break it down.
We'll see. Oh, yeah. So the, I like my Miata because truly it's such a great drive. It's really, really, you know, a weekend car. I feel great driving it. It doesn't have all the speed in the world or whatever it is. Yeah, it has a little turbo, whatever. It gives
it's
a little
enjoyable, extra. Though. That's what it comes down to.
Super enjoyable, reliable, easy to maintain, and I have a blast driving it every single time. I brought it to work today. It's awesome.
Yeah. So all three of my choices are not easy to maintain, but you know.
So I'm gonna stick with my Miata, and then that's I got 80 grand to hypothetically play with here. The next thing is gonna be, I'm gonna break it down similar to the way you did it. I'm gonna go with a daily.
Yeah.
And also, does anyone think that me and Dowd are gonna have any of the same cars on any of these lists?
No, not one bit.
Well, my next car is actually going to be not a Mark 7.5 Golf R, but a Mark 8 Golf R.
Okay.
Because I truly, I just coughed, sorry, excuse me. But I truly think the Mark 8 Golf R is like probably my ideal daily driver.
It's a solid car.
If you can give me the 6-speed, all-wheel drive, hatchback, that's a GTI Max, not a Golf R.
But still, but Mark 8. It's just such a... I know. It's still...
But the all-wheel drive and, what is it? 300-something horsepower. It's great for daily driving. I know Scott always says, 400 horsepower is great for street driving. I'm like, okay, I'll take 300. That's good enough for me.
To be honest, that's exactly how I left it. So we kind of do agree in some sense.
Well, all right. So if I wanted to bump up my which also the Mark 8 Golf R, you could probably find roughly around $45,000 used or something like that. If I wanted to bump up my budget, maybe 5 grand or so, I would sub out the Golf R for a Integra Type S.
Ooh, okay, that was a curveball. I didn't even think. That didn't even go in my.
So Integra Type S. I never got a chance to drive one.
I can't even say there wasn't any real JDM cars in my lineup. There is in the next garage, but it's not going to be what you think.
Integra Type S. It's a super premium car for the most part. I know a lot of people don't really see Acura as like that high end luxury, but like. That's a luxury sports sedan.
But that's crazy that people don't. Like, Acura is supposed to be that luxury brand.
Yeah.
I think these are cool. Don't get me wrong. An Integra for me is,
So
not an Integra, but it is a very, very clean car. I think they did a great job with it.
I mean, I never drove one, but I drove a couple Civic Type R's and whatever. So I know roughly on probably how it drives or whatever. And it's just great old everyday car. Mm-hmm. It has the lift gate. It has that extra kind of cargo space for daily use and whatever. I think that's a phenomenal car. And my budget, let's put that at 50K or something like that. So then I would have, 20 plus 50, 70. I'd have 30K to play with. My last car, which is going to be out of pocket, I would like to do a truck. You didn't put a truck in this, but I would like a truck. And if I had 30K to play with a truck, I can go the really basic route and do a TRD off-road.
Okay.
You know, I can do a TRD off-road. I would be happy with that. And I probably would enjoy having it. I'm going to go out of pocket and say that I think I would try to find a really, really clean turbo manual Subaru Baja.
Come on. Come on.
So.
What are we watching?
I don't know. Couple Ford, not a Ford, but I think I would do a turbo manual Subaru Baja, and That car is
that's a curveball.
That is so hard to find. I'm not saying it's going to cost 30 grand to find one of those, but they are rare to find in good condition. And the Super Baja is such a weird, funky little truck.
See, but you would get that though. That is you.
I know. I love that, man. That is just sick.
I can't get down with the Baja.
I would.
Don't get me wrong.
Listen,
I'm sorry.
You have a truck. Your friend needs to do a little move, and they hit you up on the weekend. You take that. You can take some good stuff in there, man.
That's not a truck,
dude. That is just a sick car. Let me tell you, I've seen this guy's car before. The Max's show and the one signed by Ken.
Jared's.
Oh, is that Jared's?
Yeah, it's Jared's.
Oh, that's no wonder I've seen it before. Yeah. So
funny story. Jared drove us around Helen, Georgia, in the back. Me and my buddy in the back of that, and we were. Had a grand old time, because in Georgia, you're allowed to ride in the back of a pickup.
Nice.
So imagine two people just chilling out in the back of that thing.
I think it's a cool car. I think if I had to choose any car.
To be honest, I'm pretty sure this footage is from that weekend. So, yeah.
Damn. Well, I know it sounds completely, insane that if I had 30 grand, that's one of the cars I would choose. But really, I do think it's so cool. It comes with that EJ motor from Subaru. It's
I like,
WRX
I like
motor.
What Jared
it's,
dude, did with
solid.
This. I like what Jared did with that, but I don't think I would ever. And he even knows it, too. I would never put that on.
I wouldn't go air and low like that.
Because you want it to be a truck.
Right. I would lift it. I'd put some nice tires onto it, whatever it may be. I don't know. But that's my garage one. I'm going to loop back to your garage one. One of the reasons why you went with the 944 of all the Porsches.
Oh, I love that body style.
Yeah, me too.
I really feel like it's just timeless. It's the pop-up lights. It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
I think it's a great car. And don't get me wrong, any older Porsche, like a 964, 993, that just goes so far out of the budget. Like a 944 is possible. I can go get that.
The funny thing is, both of us had Golf R on our list.
Yeah.
For the same reason, too.
The same. It's a solid daily, dude. Like, don't get me wrong. I hate to even call it a daily because, you can make that thing really fast.
I didn't try to break it down in the sense of, like a weekend car daily or whatever, maybe, even though I basically did, because I've heard Scott say so many times that he thinks that a perfect daily driving car, which I think is so hilarious, is an R35 GTR. He thinks that's a really great daily driver.
Don't get me wrong, but you can daily that.
Of course, and his reasons are it's solid, it's all-wheel drive.
You can take
it in New York winters.
But you got to be a big baller to be dailying, an R35.
You're hearing that from a guy who has two kids. He's saying that's his daily choice.
I put it the more realistic on this one, like your typical daily. I think that is probably your most fun daily that you can buy is a Golf R.
My first list, I try to go a little more realistic. I already have a car. One of the cars is one that I have right now, and then I was looking for a Mark 8 Golf R for the longest.
Mm-hmm.
And then theoretically, if I had some extra money, what I would spend.
Don't get me wrong. Like instead of a Mark 8, a Mark 7 Golf R, I can get into a B9 S4 and have that as a daily. But I got the Benz to be the fancy clean. I want something a little hatch, a little something quick to fun drives with.
Guy in the Benzo. All right,
listen.
Go, let's hear garage number two, bro.
Oh.
Or you want flip-flop this one? You want me to go first?
You go first.
Okay.
I want to hear what's in your garage, too.
Okay. So my garage, too, if I had 100 grand, this is my second option. This is my more unrealistic one. My first car is going to take up a majority of my budget would be a 997 Porsche 911. And I would go with a cabriolet. I would go with the drop top.
You want me to be a...
So
I'm going to let you finish, and then I'll say what I
need
would
go
to
with
say.
The 997 Porsche 911 or a Cayman R.
Okay.
So
okay.
A majority of my budget on the second scenario is going to be taken up by a Porsche.
Okay.
And that's going to be putting me probably around 60K.
Okay.
So I got 40K to play with between two cars, and this is the way I'm going to split it up. The Porsche is my weekend car, my nice car, my fun car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take a nice, solid daily driver. And I want a nice solid daily drive within the budget. I could have went Mark 7.5 Golf R.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to throw it over to Hyundai Elantra N. And if I don't do the Elantra N, my first choice was really going to be an FKA Type R, Civic Type R. Thought maybe a little too basic. The truth is I've drove those cars before, and I actually can't stand the way the front seats feel. So that actually steers me away from it, even though I probably would prefer that.
It's a very strange garage too. But,
yeah.
But I'm also gonna say both of our lists have something
in common.
Are in common.
Oh, we'll see.
But mine's a little touch different.
So if I did the Elantra N as my daily driver, I've owned a Hyundai Veloster N, which is the same engine as this car, and I know how these things are, and they're really, really slept on. A lot of people can't get over the fact that they're Hyundai. They can't get over the Korean manufacturer, or whatever it may be. These cars are a freaking blast.
Oh, I can only imagine. They're probably so fun to drive, but again, it's just, you know me, I'm a Euro guy.
Not only are they a blast, they're incredible bang for the buck. Now, I'm not gonna say I didn't have a throttle 100%. Body issue at 20,000 miles, because I sure did. You know?
Probably
did. But all covered by warranty and whatnot, but you know, who knows how long those engines are gonna last, but for the time being, it was a great car. I'm going to scoot it over to Elantra N. That sits you around 30 grand. So I'm at $90,000 between two cars on my second garage. My last car, I think I would go mini truck, and I would do like a D21 Nissan little mini truck or Mazda B2200.
Okay.
So I would take that more as like a 10 grand project car truck and make a really cool like kind of beach cruiser. Or you can go the old school way where everyone lowers it and drops them and makes them into a stance car. Me personally, I'm more into the lifted kind of beach cruiser vibe.
Okay.
But
okay. I can see this.
That's my garage too. Really unrealistic, because I'm never going to have the money to buy that first car in the first place. But I could probably get the second two cars pretty easy. But, you know, I'm shooting for the stars on that one.
You know, we kind of went a little similar on this.
Did we?
A little bit. Very little bit.
Let's hear garage number two, bro. All right, I'm excited.
How I categorized this was daily, fast, and stance, or or project car, if you really want to say it, something like that. You know, I did for the daily.
Uh huh.
Probably the only JDM car that is on my list. Can I guess?
I think I can guess it.
You can guess it, but I'm gonna say.
I'll let you say it first. I know which one it's gonna be.
It's gonna be a lifted GX.
I knew it.
Lifted GX 470.
I knew it. I was gonna guess.
That's gonna be the daily. Perfect beach cruiser, something I can just beat around and have fun with, and it's cheap and reliable.
Yeah, cheap except for the gas.
I don't live far from work.
You'll be paying $70 a fill up on that thing.
It's okay. We don't have to worry
about
that.
Maybe $85 a fill up. Who knows?
Again, we don't have to worry about that. Then the fast car.
Uh huh. Tell me 911. Did you go 911 like me?
996.
Oh, okay.
Turbo.
Okay, so
I was browsing around a little bit, and like, don't get me wrong, one with like a little bit higher miles, you're probably looking at about 65, 70 grand-ish, yeah, somewhere around there. And with your GX, you're probably at about like 10 to 15.
Wait, so how much for the GX?
About 10 to 15.
What year?
That's the 470, so it's the older ones, like 2005, 2006. Yeah, like that body.
One. Okay, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So you're gonna go a little cheaper on the daily.
Yeah, because it would be the beater, you know. And whatever. I'd take it on the beach, do what I want to do with it. Then I'd have the Porsche for the. And now the stance car. I'm surprised. You should be able to guess this one.
It's a Mercedes.
Yeah, of course.
It's
a W124 E-Class Vert.
That's a sealed body car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
96, so. Baby. That would be my cruiser, my little stance car. Okay. On air, sitting lip, on wheels, all that nonsense, fun stuff.
And for you and your brain, that covers everything in terms of truck, fast, and stance.
Yeah, that covers everything that I would need.
Man, that's funny. We're just two different things here.
Again, I sat very long with this list, and like, you know, yeah. I really wanted to. That's the solid list right there for me.
There's a part of me that wanted to go 100 different ways with all this, and I really didn't know what, but I was trying to think more realistically. Both of my lists had a truck on it, which I think is so bizarre.
That, to be honest, that's why I was like, you know, I was like, the truck thing, it's like, it would be cool, but like, I figured like, as a solid, reliable daily, the Golf R would definitely be it. But
yeah,
if I did the other route, I need the truck.
You know, for most part, I don't know about you, when I see trucks on the road, and if I see people using trucks for what they're made for, I look at those guys and I'm like, damn, I wish I had a truck, man. Like, when we were moving buildings and we moved into this space and we were just loading stuff into Al's little truck,
That's a Ford Ranger. That's Ford Ranger right there. We call that the beast around here. That thing was great.
But like just that alone, which Al's truck is nothing special. That alone, I was just
And it was snowing. I had fun with that thing in the snow.
I was like, man, I could use a little truck or something. Yeah. Like, yeah, I kind of missing out or whatever. But I'm gonna do a bonus one real quick, just for the hell of it, because there's a part of it that just I have to think of to myself that maybe I would have like a daily. A weekend car, like a really nice kind of like just cruiser weekend car that I can just go, you know, I don't know, just enjoy the weekends with nice weather, whatever it is, and then build some kind of race car, whether it's a road racing car or a drifter or whatever it may be.
That's when I put the stance slash project. That's like, you know, it comes into there.
Yeah.
Because I figured that it's going to be both.
My stupid stance slash project, which I'm already regretting, it was a freaking mini truck, which I'm already regretting. Because
now you see it, but you give it some time of thought. For me, it's going to change 100 times, but I think those two garages that I listed would be like the ideal perfect scenario garages.
Dude, like when I see like on this past Formula Drift that just happened, like when I see Adam LZ in the E36 and stuff like that, I'm kind of just like, yo, I wish, man.
E36, if I'm going to switch out like my stance project car, it wouldn't be an E36. It'd be an E30 Vert.
Oh, yeah, of course.
With an LS swap.
With an LS swap?
Yeah, I don't know why. I think that would be perfect.
E30 is sick. Don't get me wrong. It's just a little hard to find.
But E30 Vert. Clean E30 Vert body.
Even harder to find.
No, it's not really. They're really not that bad. You'll spend probably 15, 20 grand. I was seeing some clean body Verts going for.
Yeah.
But LS swap. You know, it's LS. Not that much.
There's a part of me that thinks maybe you just have like.
Yeah,
a,
like, bro, look at that. That would be perfect. You put an LS in there.
I think it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
But. So, like, for a daily driver, I teetered because there's a part of me that really thinks that having, like, a hatchback or kind of like a crossover SUV type of thing would really just kind of get everything out of the way, truck and daily all in one.
I was thinking of a wagon at one point.
That's what I'm saying.
But like, the wagon I was looking at was way out of the price range. It would probably clear out the...
What are you thinking?
It was an RS6.
Oh, okay.
Like, if I had that,
that's your whole budget.
That's the whole budget right there. Yeah. So, I was just like, I can't do that.
Because, like... You know that I love those JCW Mini Cooper Countrymans, which is, you know, SUV or whatever.
It's not an SUV. Stop. Don't even put it in.
Hey, listen.
There's no reason to joke with the quotes. It's not.
That's what it's classified as.
That's crazy.
That's real. It's an SUV.
Things the size of my GTI.
I know.
That's wild.
But, like, you know, those JCWs, like, I've messed with those. Those are cool. So that could be daily all in one. And I was thinking, you know, I could be that guy who has a weekend car and then has the race car or whatever it may be. And I'm over here fantasizing about it, but there are people out there who really do this stuff and have the three-car garage. True. I'm over here.
Need a garage first before I could have the three-car garage.
I'm here with my two Mazdas. And, you know, acting. You know?
But yeah, that would be the garage.
Yeah. So we had nothing in common, right?
The only thing we had in common is that we both went Porsche at one point.
Yeah, yeah. And we both went golf.
Golf
R.
Yeah, for the daily.
Damn. I'm surprised we had that.
The only reason why I went 7.5 is because, one, it's a little bit cheaper, of course, and it kept within budget. But, like, I feel the 7.5 was, like, still the perfect driving car with enough tech in there.
Yeah.
And interior-wise, I do like the 7.5.
I like the horsepower bump on the Mark 8, and I think the interior, besides the
one tune, baby.
I think the technology thing on the market, I know it has a lot of bad things about it, but it's just the interior is beautiful.
Yeah.
Really is. And the exterior is beautiful. I love the way that car
Euro
looks.
Eurotuning has, I love their Mark 8. I had the ability to drive it. I thoroughly enjoyed driving that.
That's an A-plus daily driver, in my opinion.
100%. That's why I put it there.
Yeah.
Because I was going to go a truck on both ends, but I was like, that's just not me.
You know, I'm going to reflect on this podcast and say that I'm probably going to retract everything I just said.
By the time we leave here, it's going to be like, dude, I should have said this, and this.
I can't believe I didn't say anything about maybe no GTRs and no Supras. They're really basic answers, but come on.
Again, that's why I didn't want to go that route, because everybody out there is probably going to have one of those on their list.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, yeah, I think they're cool. I think they're great. For me, I'm a Euro guy at heart. It's just how it is.
It really stings, too, because there's a lot of cars that I would like to say that really would probably eat up too much of that potential budget. Like, you know what car I really love? I love the BMW 1 Series M Coupes.
You see, instead of the like, E63, I was thinking E93, the M3 Vert.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know why. I saw that recently, and I was just like, ah, I kind of want it now.
Yeah, yeah.
I want a V8. That's really the problem.
Yeah, is that V8 have a bunch of problems?
No.
No? Solid?
That thing is solid.
Okay, I might be thinking of something else.
Until you have some BMW guy just completely comment on you. Like, dude, these are trash. I don't know.
Damn, I could have won M Roadster or something like that, too. Damn, I don't know. But
yeah, you see, if we keep going on, we're going to keep changing this.
I'm just such not a BMW guy, I guess. I don't have it in me to put it on that list. I put a freaking Subaru Baja before I put an M Roadster, which is just insane, honestly.
To be honest, we might want to edit that out.
Nah, don't care. Dude, I'm telling you, man. Sleep on the Subaru Baja. That turbo manual is solid. It's cool. Yeah, those cars are rusty, but if I found one clean, I would do it up properly.
Yeah,
and I would be getting a Jalopnik feature just like Jared. But I don't want to stretch this one out anymore. I think we'll be beating a dead horse. If you guys watched this and enjoyed it, let us know. And I would say, please drop in the comments, what is your three-car garage on a hypothetical $100,000 budget? And again, this is in today's market in 2024, and we were not talking about buying these cars all at once. Theoretically, over a period of time, if you had three cars that equaled to or less than $100,000, what would it be? So I think that was about it.
I think that's about it.
Yeah, we'll catch you guys on the next one. Thank you.
Later.